At the end of the day, Wednesday, April 19th, Sarah Anderson's elders advised her it was not her time to die, and she decided to end her hunger strike on the note of success that she's had. Welcome to Disrespect, exploring the stigma around disability, providing information and interviews to entertain and challenge listeners who care about, or care for, or may themselves have become someone with a disability. If you listen to The Other Side broadcast prepared for Tuesday, April 18th, this is an update on April the 19th. For those of you who haven't, this is an introduction to Sarah Anderson, an Aboriginal disabled single mother and hunger striker, protesting the McGuinty government's treatment of fixed income recipients. When we called, Sarah was in retreat, seeking advice and support from her elders. We spoke with Representative Gary Kinsman. Disrespect today would like to welcome Gary Kinsman, a member of the Hunger Organizing Committee and a professor at Laurentian University. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Okay. Gary is close to Sarah Anderson, who has been on a hunger strike for what, 2.5 weeks now?
2.5 weeks now, yes.
Against the fixed incomes and the marginal increases given by the McGuinty government in 2006. Gary, first of all, I have to inquire after Sarah. How is she doing?
Well, right now she's actually with a number of First Nations elders
right.
who are allowing her to clear her mind and to get some support. She's got a difficult decision to make. She has received a letter from Rick Bartolucci, our local Liberal MPP and cabinet minister. She's also received some news about being put onto the Ontario Disability Support Program. So she's trying to weigh whether she's going to continue the hunger strike or not at this point in time. I can't tell you which way it's going to go.
No.
In terms of her general health right now, she's much, much weaker than she was
yeah.
2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's extremely tired and lacking in energy.
Yeah.
She's certainly had major impacts of being on the hunger strike. The other thing is because she hasn't been taking her anti-pain medication, and she has very extreme forms of arthritis. She's also in an incredible amount of pain, oftentimes, although not always, having to use a wheelchair.
I see. So this is a pretty bold commitment for Sarah, given the disability that she's dealing with. ODSP wait times to qualify are legendarily poor. Do you have any idea why it's taken so long for her to get on ODSP?
Well, there's four different issues that she's actually raising in her hunger strike. People who have very legitimate disabilities are routinely rejected when they first apply to ODSP. Of course, they already have to be on OW to apply for ODSP, but they're almost always routinely rejected the first time. This is what happened to Sarah when she applied last fall. She was rejected.
But this isn't just a motivational technique. You have to wait before
you
can apply
well,
again.
Of course, rejections mean waiting.
How long?
She applied last fall. She was rejected. She asked for an internal review. It upheld the rejection. They admit that she has a disability, but they say that they're not convinced that her disability actually is of such a character that it would prevent her from seeking employment or that she should be on ODSP. She then launched an appeal, which was going to be heard on May 9th.
Yeah.
What's interesting is since she started the hunger strike, there was one new piece of medical information that was submitted, a relatively minor piece of medical information relating to her physical disability.
Right.
And in response to that new piece of information that the Sudbury Community Legal Clinic sent in, which is representing Sarah for this appeal, they heard back fairly quickly from ODSP that because of this new information, she was